Military school with Trump, longtime confidant, worked on him in election fraud. Peter Tichtonz here. We had 5 more minutes, and I appreciate him holding over. LegalBrains.com. Be sure to follow him there. You were getting cut off by the break, and your Zoom broke up some. Trump names Bill Pulte, housing regulator turned MAGA enforcer. He got a bunch of indictments. He took action. He's exposed the deep state. I love Tulsi Gabbard. Not quite sure whether it was cancer or why she left. But she's gone, and I was really horrified. But it would be some bad person. But according to all my sources, and that's not just Ed Martin, it's others, this guy has been one of the few true loyalists and workhorses that got things done. That's great. So can you speak to him? And then I didn't just hear this from you might be in the running. How do we draft you? How do we get Trump to bring you as the AG? Or who else would you recommend in that? And closing comments, Peter Tichtonz.
Well, you mentioned Ed Martin. I know Ed Martin personally, and I got to tell you, you don't get better than he is for any of these things. He's an American hero. His problem is, you know, getting through the Senate may be a little bit difficult, especially if it has the same makeup. But I don't think it will have that same makeup come the fall. So, you know, he's also a possibility that I
wouldn't mind. Yeah, I was told that by people that were in a meeting with Trump at Mar-a-Lago a few months ago that this is from people in the meeting, like only five of them, that they were looking at Martin.
Yeah, because he's true. He is. Yeah, I would trust Ed Martin with my life. So that I don't say that about many people, but he would do the job. I think that really my experience in weaponization. He has experience in weaponization. I've got experience in with the J6ers and that whole situation, how it all developed, because that's all part of the election fraud. That wasn't something that was a spontaneous event by any measure of the imagination. And then also there's the election fraud itself and the knowledge that I have in regard to all of that. But but the weaponization and knowing how the DOJ needs to be fixed, I think I'm a little bit unique in that regard.
Well, what I was told from the media at Mar-a-Lago was that Ed Martin was being looked at as deputy AG.
Oh God, if that happens, look, I talked to Ed and I told him, I said, if I get to be AG, I said, whatever it is in your position is, I need you with me. I need you sharing with me. I need you right there. And he agreed that he would do that with me. So,
how do we draft you in there? Cause I've heard you're mentioned or who else, if it wasn't you, but who do you trust to be AG?
Well, I would say Ed Martin and me. I don't know anybody else that I would trust to be AG at this point. The one thing we don't need is somebody with from a white shoe law firm, or somebody that's bombastic or whatever. You need somebody that's ready to work. Whoever's willing to be the AG, if they're going to do the job right, they better be living on a base. Their life's not going to be worth anything if they're out in the open, because they're going to be going after the real people that need to be gone after.
I was about to say, this is a Herculean task. I mean, look at all the attacks on the White House with gunmen now.
No, I believe me. That's why I know for sure that Todd Blanche isn't doing the job. He can't possibly be doing the job if he's able to walk around free. Because you go after Soros, and there's going to be people gunning for you. You go after a lot of the people that are on the head of my list of who need to be taken care of, and there will be people gunning. It'll ruin my life for the time that I'm doing it. It's not something I want to do, but I just don't see anybody else that's going to be able to do what I would be able to do.
All right, well, Peter Tichtonz, I endorse you for Attorney General, which probably becomes some headlines, but needs to happen. God bless you. Thanks for coming on short notice. Great job helping get Tina Peters out. Great job, Trump, on that. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Great job. You. We'll be back with the Great Awakening in the UK. Wait till you see this. Stay with us.
It will decide the fate of humanity. The The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Pausing here because of lack of news. I am, during that 1 minute break when our last guest left us amazing information, I'm just kind of staring at all this and the new stuff that came in and trying to gauge the next 53 minutes how I'm going to hit all this. Man, they got their new Ebola scare going. You got the Democrats and what they're up to. I need to hit that. We've got what's happening in the UK is the first thing I want to hit. And I can't tell you how many listeners do this, and it's not the majority of you, but it's a big minority of you. And I respect you and I appreciate you. But I run into people at the grocery store, you know, at the pharmacy, on the street, at church, restaurants everywhere, gas stations, and you're like, Alex, we want to hear about America. We don't care about China. We don't care about Russia and Ukraine. We don't care about Australia. I get this a couple times a week, and I see it online in the comments every day. And I'm like, do you understand the very same globalist systems are attacking those people? And plus, I already have empathy. I mean, I see somebody die in a car wreck. I've seen it a few times. I mean, I have empathy because they're a person. Also, I feel that could be me. So I'll say it straight up. I always see liberals in their shows are like, I'm not a sociopath. I have feelings. I tell you how much the feelings they've got all day. Well, I got lots of feelings. Now, I intellectually, cold-bloodedly make decisions, look at the facts, but then I power it with emotion. And I know 80% of the listeners, that's kind of a default number, but it's 20% or so. We had a guest on yesterday. He's like, I don't care about Bill Gates poisoning Africans with poison shots. They're inwards. And, you know, I was trying to be nice to the guy, but I wanted to punch him in the face. Because just because they brainwashed a bunch of Africans and brought them in to hate white people doesn't mean then we hate all the black people and kill them. We're Christ-like. Because, by the way, most black people aren't like that. But when you give in to the enemy and you get down to that point, it doesn't mean you don't stand up for being white. It doesn't mean you put up with crap. It was like, you know, the guest yesterday goes, you need to get rid of your morals. you need to get rid of your empathy. It's like, how about I gouge my eyeballs out? How about I poke my eardrums out? How about I burn up my six senses? I have empathy and a conscience, and that is more important than my other five senses. It's the sixth sense. It's not just ESP. It's not just telepathy. It's not just all those things that have been proven and quantified that we all have to certain levels. It is your brain's interfacing with the universe and all the facts it has and about what your programming God gave you is saying do. So I won't be cucked by some racist black person trying to guilt me into reparations when I don't owe them jack shit and it's all a big globalist plan to divide us. I'll stand up for myself all day. And I've been in more fights with black people than probably any white person you're ever going to meet. Whatever reason, where I grew up in Dallas, it just happened a lot. But I don't sit there and hate a black person because they're black just because I was racially attacked many, 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 many times. And it got worse because I put people in the hospital. And I beat people's brains out. And then I had to fight their big brother and their bigger brother and their cousin. But I had the rednecks attack me too, all because I had the pretty girl in my arm. I know how the world works, folks, and I know what God tells me to do. That guest yesterday, Jesus isn't real. Jesus didn't exist. And I saw the Nazis spin it. They go, oh, he denies Christ. So Jones says, oh, you don't believe George Washington existed. No, he said Jesus didn't exist as a historical figure, even though he's in the Jewish histories, the Roman histories, and the Greek histories. It was the O.J. Simpson trial in Jerusalem when the Jews said, kill him. We want the murderer and rapist Barabbas released. We want him killed. It's like denying Titus existed. So I don't sit here and tell you I care about everybody, whether they're Indians, Chinese, Africans, whoever they are, because I want to gain curry with those people. You don't think I don't know how hellish India is? You don't think I don't know how messed up Africa is? You don't? No, no. I believe in the West. The West is the best. And I'm proud to be Anglo-Saxon. And I know we're under globalist attack because that system of the West stands against their globalist plan of excellence and inventiveness and in the future. But in the Holy Spirit, I know that I'm supposed to lift everybody up. And just because you can statistically say, let's look at this, in Africa, the average IQ is 80. And in the United States, the average IQ is 100. And in Japan, it's 110, and, you know, Russia, it's 110. It doesn't matter. On that scale, there are all sorts of people in Africa that are super smart. Or Latin America, average 80 IQ. All that's nutrition, education, everything. It doesn't matter. They got people that are 110, 150. It doesn't matter, though. The point is, God said, suffer the children, lest you tie a millstone around your neck. Be better for you to do that. And it's not just talking about little kids. It's talking about people that aren't as smart as you. You're supposed to lift them up, not give them everything you got, not kiss their ass, not be guilted, not have them organized against you by a globalist, but you're supposed to build them up. You think how smart you think you are, some Anglo-Saxon or some Jew or some Russian or some Chinese? Well, how much smarter is God than you? Should God just smash your ass because you're not as smart as God? There's some super smart, creative, amazing black people. And there's every other group. Are there giant hordes of third world idiots trying to hunt whites and kill us? Yeah, that's the media brainwashing them and pushing them to do that. They're the enemy. And you hear these Nazis. Well, we just got the Second Amendment. We'll just have a war. A civil war is coming. How's that working out for you? It's like all these good old boys I've been hearing for 40 years. Well, when the UN finally does their invasion, I'm going to shoot some blue helmets. They're not coming with blue helmets, folks. They're coming through the universities, the government, with COVID lockdowns and controls and AI. You're never going to get to fight blue helmets, dumbass. You fight the globalist tyranny to save society. You stand up for what's right. That's how you do this. And I'm telling you right now, folks, God is watching those of us. I don't care if you're some high IQ black person or high IQ white Asian, whoever you are. If you're an elitist, like everybody else say, I'll just use them. They're dumb. I'll suck off them because they're not as smart as me. God is going to slam the door in your face. Alex, don't you agree we got a Second Amendment? It's time for war. Well, you get your gun and lead us then, pal. The guy's always talking about killing people. They don't know anything about killing people. And when it comes time to kill people, they ain't going to be there, folks. You think all the energy I put into peacefully fixing this, you don't think I don't know how to kill people? You don't think I don't know how to be a wrecking machine? You don't think I'm not a soldier? Genetically up one side and down the other? I can kill people easier than tying my shoelaces. Easy. Saving civilization's what's hard. But I'll tell our enemies this. If you're successful and get a full global civil war going, you're going to be in the place you wanted for, you're going to be in the place you asked for, and you're not going to get any mercy from me once it kicks off. You want to die, you came to the right place. We'll run your asses over so fast it'll make your head spin. But I don't need to go to that place to prove it. Anybody that's got discernment knows it's true. So, I'm sick of all this talk, and I want action, and I've been thinking about the fact that we just need to declare war on the globalists, and I mean spiritual, cultural, economic, and defensively, militarily. It's time to realize where we are as a society, where we are in culture, and I think it's healthy overall to have whites not cow down and get back in people's faces, and you can even say the extreme stuff is healthy to get people pulled off the Overton window. But all these people shooting their mouths off, calling for violence, they're not going to show up when it goes down. Anybody can tell you, the guy talking big about violence all day long, he's not going to be there when it actually goes down. I'll tell you the guy you don't want to mess with. The quiet, nice fellow that works hard with his family, doesn't shoot his mouth off, nice and sweet, that guy will beat your ass to death like that. Because they got restraints on themselves. They know what they got under the hood. And you people that don't have it under the hood, that don't have the gear that it takes to hack this, you're in a man's world now. And my enemies better hope we fix this peacefully. Because I can see into the future, potential futures, and I can tell you, you don't want to be in that future. Because you're not going to win this. Because never forget, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. And you know deep down that's why you don't like me. Because you know I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you. I'm stronger than you. I don't need to piss on little people and dub them down and rip them off and feel big about myself. I want to tear your guts out. I want to rip your throat out. But I'm going to do it politically. Because I can do it on a wider scale that way. I can destroy you culturally instead of having to squeeze each one of your necks till your eyeballs pop out personally. That's too much work, though it's more enjoyable. So you want to die, you came to the right place. Yeah, you know, don't you? That's why you don't like me. I'm not the angel of death. I'm the angel of death parking attendant. I just get my little flashing lights out when the angel of death's coming in. I go, land right here. I'm just a little firefly. Kind of flies by and looks at things first. And then I go away and in comes the death. So if you're looking for death, you came to the right place. But I'm promoting life. Those two are inextricably entwined. But those that know death and have made a friend of death know life even better. Here's John Bowne's report on Islamic invasion. It's a perfect kickoff for what I'm about to cover. This is powerful information. Stay with us.
Surveillance cameras in Brooklyn caught more than a dozen unidentified people climbing in and out of manholes late at night. One group of seven stayed underground for 3 hours, then came out, changed out of dirty clothes, and drove off in waiting cars. A second group of eight did the same thing nearby. Police found no damage, but the coordinated timing, waiters, flashlights, and efforts to hide their activity have raised serious concerns. This was not random sewer scavenging. America's underground tunnels, sewers, and utility corridors connect directly to power grids, water systems, communications, and transit lines, making them potential weak points in our infrastructure. This New York incident fits into a larger pattern of threats. In Alabama, divers found a grenade-style IED attached to the Converse Reservoir Dam, the main drinking water source for 350,000 people. It was safely removed, but officials called it an unprecedented threat that could have poisoned the water or breached the dam.
As alleged in the complaint, the defendants were inspired by ISIS to carry out their attack. There should be no confusion about what ISIS constitutes. It is a designated foreign terrorist organization responsible for deadly terrorist attacks across the globe and has taken credit for mass casualty attacks in Europe, the Middle East, and right here in the United States.
Similar risks appeared in recent terror activity. In late 2025 and early 2026, there have been multiple attacks and foiled plots, including an Afghan national who killed a National Guard soldier, a truck, and a shooting attack on a Michigan synagogue full of preschoolers, the ISIS-inspired New Orleans truck ramming that killed 14, and various disrupted plots. These included far-left extremists building bombs in California for New Year's Eve attacks on companies and ICE, an 18-year-old ISIS supporter planning attacks on North Carolina stores, and other ISIS-linked plots in Michigan. And now this fool in Newark is staring down a felony for threatening the lives of an ICE officer and his family. Together, the underground probes in New York, the dam device in Alabama, and the steady stream of terror plots shows that America's critical infrastructure is being tested.
If we ask ourselves, as Muslims living in the West...
Right, and you drew a distinction between violent change and non-violent
change.
Exactly,
yeah, okay. Which is the political one. We, as Muslims...
You've suggested that non-violent equates to political... But we'll run with that for the moment.
Okay, yes.
Right.
And that's why I'm asking for a third alternative, and there is no third alternative.
Right.
So the breakthrough comes if you remain in the field. If you leave the field, the breakthrough may come and you are not there. You will miss it. So we have to be, as Muslims, as people who care about Islam, we remain in the field. We know what America plans. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ Allah says, they plan and we plan.
Need to know the United States as an economy, as a superpower, is falling down. This is the time now, they're weak. It's the time now to go and do jihad and call them to accept Islam and implement Islam on them.
We need full investigations into the Brooklyn sewer incidents, much stronger security around dams, tunnels, pipelines, and utilities, and zero tolerance for anyone scouting or tampering with our lifelines. It is far better to act on these warnings now than to face a reckoning later. John Bowne reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
And a lot of that's being allowed by the globalists of Israel that stage false flags in the United States. Remember, Israel and the MI6, CIA have been caught funding all the different radical Muslim groups. All right, I want to get to the giant awakening in the UK when we come back, but I need to do this because I've been so upset by the news and so focused. I didn't plug one time yesterday for 4 hours. Every other talk show you hear plugs every segment except to finance the operation. That's the real ads people listen to is what's live on the show. And I plugged one time today because I'm just so laser focused. So I'm the biggest problem here with the financing is that the products are great, but I really don't want to sit there and even talk about it because I want to cover the news. So it's real simple. If you want to keep this broadcast on the air, if you want to see us hire more hosts, more reporters, and expand, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much cool stuff. The problem is the really cool products they get, like the Faraday bags and the wallets and the knives. It's all great. They sell out so quick and they can't get the supply of them. But I want to thank you all for your support. So they give away an amazing American super vehicle, usually an off-road truck or SUV or sports car, every month, but every month of the last week, there is a special time where every purchase you get gets put into the sweepstakes 100 times, every dollar you spend. And most winners do it during this last week. And then you get $10,000 per vehicle when you win it. Nobody's ever won two vehicles at once. It's over 12 vehicles they're giving away now, or 14 vehicles. So this week until Friday at midnight, it's by law, it's all sweepstakes company. Every order you make, every dollar you spend at theauctionstore.com, you put in 100X to win the souped-up custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack plus $20,000 cash, or $10,000 each if you just won one vehicle. I can't wait till somebody wins both. Every dollar spent, 100X entries at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's a bigly thing that, you know, they're our sponsor, main funder. I was never really a sweepstakes guy, but now I like it because listeners love it. And, you know, we fly the winners in. We're building a bigger studio. As soon as that's done, we'll have winners in again. But they still happen to Bigley in Arkansas, and you'll do a video on it, which we aired. So take action on that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me just say this again. All I want to do is steer you right. I would not sell you something that doesn't work because I want you to like me in the show, and I also want you to want to get it again. I use the analogy all the time. If I owned a restaurant, it would have real quality, delicious, wide selection, great atmosphere, great service, reasonable price. I want to have the restaurant that has lines around the block every time. I don't want to, you know, you don't need Google to know who's got a good restaurant when you're even in some small town middle of nowhere. I'll be driving along with the family. Hey, let's search reviews. This town coming up. I go, I'm not looking at a review. Human intelligence. I'm going to pull into town and I'll drive through the town and say, okay, that place has five cars at it. That has 20. That has a line out the door. If I'm not in a big hurry, I'd rather go to the one with the line out the door. If I'm in a hurry, let's go to the one that's full at least. And then I get this incredible meal. You can buy fake Google reviews. I don't go off that. I go off the reality. And if you don't get our ultramethylene blue or ultramethylene red or Irish CMOS or Shilajit or our bovine colostrum or our T3 iodine is the best, you are insane. You're not just getting the very best products that'll blow you away. You're funding an organization proven to piss off tyrants and change the world for the better. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a big mega sale one day going right now. 40% off Methylene Red, Atomic Defense Moon Booster, Methylene Blue Tincture, Methylene Blue Gummies, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Warcry Smelling Salts, 35% off Zeolite Detox, Spike Protein, Heavy Metal Detox, Zeolite Tincture, Creatine Powder, the very best, CMOS Capsules, Methylene Blue Caps, 30% off Iodine Tincture, CMOS Gummies, Shilajit Caps and Gummies, Ultimate Chill and Energy, and so much more. And that funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So you have until Friday at midnight central to get in to win either or both of the vehicles, 100 times entries, but that's just a fun thing you do. You're missing out if you don't get the incredible products. And by the way, I was like, what are smelling salts for? I was ignorant. They're like, oh, they're a bestseller, sir. We're selling. It's a big seller now. Because I guess if you're going to lift weights or you want to wake up without coffee, just smell this. My God, you're awake. You're a truck driver or whatever, you know, don't want to drink too much coffee or whatever, just hit this. Warcry Smelling Salts, it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. That is funding the revolutionary information that the deep state doesn't want you to know. We're about to cover right now. Stay with us.
If you think what we do here is valuable, giving the voice to the voiceless, supporting stories and telling narratives that are ignored or downplayed by mainstream outlets, I hope you support us because we cannot do this without you. We do not have billionaires with bottomless pockets, you know, keeping us afloat. We depend entirely on you, which is a good thing. I'm not complaining about that. It keeps us sharp, and it really does. I honestly, it's pressure every single show. The idea of phoning it in, the idea of, well, we'll just, you know, do whatever. It never even enters into the mind. It feels like every time we go live, every time I see that, you know, number countdown to 11 a.m. Central, or I'm doing War Room 3 p.m. Central, it's like, we got to bring it. We got to deliver to you what you expect of us, because we know that you're not just supporting us out of the kindness of your hearts because you think we're great guys. You expect something of us. You expect us to bring you the information that you need to know. You expect us to be delivering a high energy program. We understand that we don't deserve your support without providing something in return, and we bring that same philosophy to the products. And we don't expect you to buy a product just because you like us. You buy the product because they're fantastic products and because they actually work, because we want you coming back again and again. Just like if you tune in and watch a show randomly, if it's the first time you've ever watched us, I hope that every single show is the type of show that would bring people back for more. That, you know, if it just happens to be it's your first time tuning in and we're just slacking off and not putting on a good show, then, you know, why would you ever come back? It's the same idea with the supplements. If you buy a supplement, it may be the first time you've ever bought it. We can't have one bad supplement and a bunch of other good ones. They all have to be perfect, just like all of our stories have to be perfect. Because not only do we know that we have a discriminating audience, that our working people, working class, who, when they buy something from us, we know that it's a sacrifice for them. It can be. It's not really, because you're getting a fantastic product. So really, it's just purchasing a product. It's not really that sacrificial, but you can spend your product, you can spend your money elsewhere. We understand that. We want to be worthy of it. We want you coming back for more. And we don't cut corners, because that is a path to total destruction. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have this type of pressure. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just my personality defect. But I think it's sort of a human thing that, like, you know, if you're just going to get paid anyway, why should you work all that hard? If it doesn't really matter what the outcome is, why should you put in the extra effort? I kind of like having the pressure, you know? I don't know how good I would be at putting a show on every day if I didn't know it started at 11 a.m. exactly, and that it was programmed to start without me if I wasn't here, and I got to be here to do it. It's like, I need that pressure. Some of us need that pressure. It'd be easy to just be lazy if we didn't have that pressure. So pressure's a good thing. We put it on ourselves, and we hope that we live up to your expectations. This week is the final week to be entered to win both the custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Charger. You're always entered to win a car if you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, but once a month, there's a week where you can be entered to win both the cars, so you're doubling up your chances to win both, either or both of the cars, plus $20,000 in cash. For every dollar you spend, you get 100 times entries. This week only at thealexjonesstore.com. We're also giving you a free $10 on thealexjonesstore.com. Anything you purchase will be $10 off. That offer ends Monday, June 1st at midnight. There's also different tiers of benefits. So if you spend $99, you're going to get free shipping. Spend $125 at thealexjonesstore.com, you get free CMOS capsules and the free shipping. Spend $175, you get free Shilajit capsules, free CMOS capsules, and free shipping. That's the offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Let's get into it right now. So when we talk about the UK, you have to understand that it is the same NGOs, the same ADL type groups, the same WFUN programs that are in Europe, that are in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, west-wide. And in the U.S., they haven't gotten full control of the police like they have in Europe and Australia and the UK, where they've gotten almost full control. And they literally let Muslims and anybody else they want, I'm going to go over the numbers here, more than 20 groups are allowed to carry knives, swords, machetes, because it's part of their culture, but the Brits can't have weapons. And then when you get stabbed, you get attacked, you get, you know, whatever, they come after you. You know, they'll throw you in jail if you complain about it. You've seen cases in Germany where a woman's raped by a bunch of illegal aliens and they don't get jail time. She gets 3 years in prison for criticizing them. And the thousands arrested a month in the UK, 30,000 a year for their political speech. I mean, it is incredible. And so following, they call it Asian grooming gangs. It's Muslim, mainly Pakistan rape gangs. It's total rape culture in Pakistan. And most people are marrying first cousins. So most of the deformities in the UK are the Pakistani population. They're like 3%, 4%. They're the majority, over 50% of the deformed kids. And not just deformed, mentally ill, psychotic, crazy, you name it, running around saying, we're capturing you, we own you, we rule you. And so going back about 30 years ago, it really intensified. But Keir Starmer was the deputy minister 20 years ago, or 25 years ago. And then for 15 years, he was the chief CPS minister. And over 250,000 young girls, as young as 5, average age about 12, would be kidnapped, grabbed, gang raped, you name it. And the police departments would join in on the raping, and they would actually traffic. The Muslims would then train them and torture them and get them ready and then traffic them to the British elite. So let's be clear. It's not just the Pakistanis doing this. The UK, particularly England, and then to a secondary level, Scotland and Ireland, if I had to pick anywhere in the world that's a capital of human trafficking and sex slavery, it's them. And Keir Starmer is the patron saint protecting this. So I'm not going to just single out the Pakistanis, because I've done the statistics and numbers in some Muslim countries, there's almost no abuse of women and kids. They'll kill your ass like that. Like Saudi Arabia. I mean, I'm not defending Saudi, something they do, but I mean, it ain't going on there. They'll kill your ass like that. Or places like Jordan. But when you talk about Pakistan and you talk about, you know, other areas, or even India, which is mainly Hindu, that it's huge there too. And so when you hear this report, and they brought in the witnesses and everything, this went on for days. Every one of these cases you can pull up, as horrible as they sound, I've covered all these. I know these are all true and real. These are all certified in a study brought into Parliament, and this is now coming out. And this is just a snapshot of the hundreds of thousands of women, many of them killed, little girls. And there's been all these famous cases where you'll have a police sergeant sees police picking up little kids and delivering them to Muslims, and Muslims delivering girls in dog cages. They'll fire the cop, or the cop ends up committing suicide. I mean, this is pure evil. And it goes back to Jimmy Savile and the pedophilia and all of that. But the point is it's being forced out. And you've got the leader of the new movement over there that's way more hardcore than UKIP reform, Rupert Lowe, who the media has been totally demonizing, beginning to present these reports to Parliament. So this is a big deal, and it all sits at Keir Starmer's feet. Here's a few minutes of the hearing. It's incredible.
Firstly, I would like to thank the 260,974 British men and women who signed the petition to make this debate possible. And I want to welcome these brave survivors who are sitting behind us in the hall. This debate is about them. As you quite rightly say, it's not about politics. I want the world to hear what we heard during the 2 weeks of our independent rape gang inquiry hearings, an inquiry that should never have needed to happen. I sincerely urge this Parliament to listen to the testimonies from these brave survivors and to act, to finally act. So the first testimony, he took his pants down, penetrated me, had sex with me. He then stopped before ejaculation. He picked up the bottle of Jack Daniels, which was now empty, and he forced it up inside me. He broke the glass while he was there. At that point, I was about 12, nearly 13. Another testimony. I was held down by the men as they each took turns to orally and vaginally rape me, taking it in turns to pin down my arms and my legs. When the assault ended, the men hit me repeatedly, threatened to find me, kill me, and harmed my loved ones if I ever told anybody what had happened. Another. Comments were constantly made suggesting that white girls, the Christian girls, were viewed as having fewer morals or lower values, whereas Muslim girls were described by some of the men as having dignity and higher moral standing. These comparisons were used to justify the way I was treated and to further humiliate and control me. Another. She was a white woman herself, who I imagine may have been groomed, and has obviously now married into the family, shouting obscenities at us. Throughout the whole sentencing, she was constantly saying, "Fucking liars, lying white bitches." She said to me that God will be the witness for what happens to me. Another. Race did play a part and motivated the selection or demographic of the victims. Throughout my exploitation, the other girls I encountered or who were abused alongside me were almost exclusively white. Another. She had a baby by him, and his dad was an imam. His dad knew. And he got his son married and said that he wasn't allowed to see the child. They look after their own community. Another. Over the course of the abuse, I was raped by multiple police officers in different parts of the country. Another. He put a cigarette out on the baby's face. Another. It started when I was 13. I was raped by probably about 600 or 700 different men over 3 years. Another. They would toot the horn of the car, and then a child would be taken to the front door by a staff member of the children's home.
By the way, pause. This is the key. They use the Muslims from the worst country, that this is like a standard business, to do it, facilitate it, but it's come out in court hundreds of times. It's the children charities run by the left mainly, and mainly white people, that are making the money and using the Muslims as the delivery people. Then the Muslims are above the law and the police can't touch them. Continue.
I was bleeding from both my vagina and my back passage and was so swollen I could not sit down. I told hospital
They put in the file to be able to bring this parliament. These are all convictions, documented cases. He's just mentioning one-liners here. This is a speculation. There's over 250,000 just of these confirmed. Continue.
Of the children's home. Another. I was bleeding from both my vagina and my back passage and was so swollen I could not sit down. I told hospital staff my drink had been spiked and I did not know what had happened because I was too afraid to tell the truth. They did not ask any questions. They gave me tablets and discharged me. I was 15 years old. Another. Things would escalate around Eid and holidays. Parties got bigger, got worse, got more violent. People, more people involved, more girls involved, the parties were just bigger. Another. The main clash that I kind of had with the religion side of it was I grew up as a Christian. I would wear my cross because it was something really special to me. It was just used as a way to break me down. They said, "Where is your God now? Has your God forsaken you?" Another. It was all of the white girls in every home that I went to. I remember a man opening the back of a van, and I saw 15, 20 girls locked in dog cages. Another. Dogs were brought in, and I couldn't move at all. I had nowhere to move. I think that was the scariest thing, was not having any concept of it. There were men around me, not horrified, not disgusted, not helping, but filming and laughing, making bets on whether the dog could actually rape me or not. And yes, I was raped by a dog. The man just held my face, stared me down straight in the eyes, and he wanted to see me break, and he did. Another, I just wanted to stop and not happen to any other children and for people to actually act, to do something and stop being so scared. I could continue for hours and hours. All of us in this building have a responsibility to finally act. Not to talk, but to act. Our rape gang inquiry report will be released in the coming days. It will change Britain for good. Thank you.
And Keir Starmer got caught protecting all of it, never lying one prosecution. Now, let's shift gears to this, and I'll do more tomorrow. I'll do a special report tonight because there's so much on this. You have a man who they admit they set the police up. They admit had enough fentanyl to kill three people in him of Minneapolis. And that's used to burn down the country and all the white people bowing down and licking black people's boots and saying, we're sorry that we, you know, George Floyd. And it wasn't to help black people. It was a sign on George Soros' Democrat agenda. But this is cult brainwashing. But in the UK, they have massive killings, stabbings, murders, you know it, of white people at the hands of Muslims mainly. This was by Sikh. And the guy was all into stabbing people and into being a thug, literal, in cult thuggy, meaning, you know, they stab you, they drink your blood, all that. It's look at the thuggy if you don't believe me. It's not where the word thug comes from. And he stabs him four times for just no reason because he's white, got no criminal record, nice, upstanding person, young man. What you hear from his father, talk about class. And then now they've released the body cam. He's stabbed, he's bleeding to death, but the Sikh says, oh, he's racist. So they go, oh, of course, because that's the laws there, is to tailor to them. And so they sit there and watch him die and wait till he dies to let him on the ambulance. Because, again, it's the left doing all of this, organizing it. Britain's white George Floyd moment. So here's his father, Henry Norwalk's father, speaks out on the murder of his son. Then we'll dovetail it with Nigel Farage. And then I'm going to play you the some of it. They released an hour of it. But he passes out, he dies, and they make sure he's dead before they let him go on an ambulance. And they're laughing. It's hilarious to them. And then there's this chilling photo or still shot when you have the nurses and the police hands on the dead guy handcuffed that's been murdered. And so that's how they operate. It's their religion to be able to do this and get away with it. The judges release murderers and criminals when they're attacking whites. They know what they're doing, whether you're here in the U.S. or whether you're in the U.K. or whether you're in Australia, whether you're in New Zealand, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Canada. This isn't an accident. This is on purpose. Here's the father.
With his final words, he told officers that he could not breathe. He told them he had been stabbed. In fact, Henry told officers that he could not breathe nine times. He told them he had been stabbed four times. The response from one officer was, I don't think you have, mate. The police have said they were misled by the murderer and that the scene when they arrived was complex. Unfortunately, it seems to us the truth is much simpler. The police were told by our son himself and by a member of the public who called 999 that they heard someone shout that they had been stabbed. But the police did not believe them. Henry was pulled across the gravel, his hands forced behind his back, and he was placed in handcuffs. Instead of being treated as a dying victim, police formally arrested Henry for assault and read him his rights. That was the last thing he heard. Henry did not die with dignity. He did not die with the care he deserved. He lost consciousness before anyone believed him. Let me be absolutely clear. We hold Vikram Digwa solely and 100% responsible for the brutal murder of our son. But Henry should not have died on the streets of Southampton in police custody. The way he was treated was inhumane and degrading. His murderer, however, was afforded decency. He was believed. He was not handcuffed when arrested. He was not handcuffed when transported to the police station. As far as we understand, he was never handcuffed at all. And, as Vikram Digwa himself told the court, whilst under arrest for Henry's murder, police even took him to the kitchen so he could choose his food. The contrast is unbearable.
He was actually treated in a way that meant an accusation of a racial slur was treated more seriously than an act of murder. What does he say? I can't breathe. Familiar words? Remember, career criminal George Floyd, who died in appalling circumstances in Midwest America a few years ago. Remember the reaction to that and the way the police behaved. Within a few days, Keir Starmer was taking the knee. Black Lives Matter exploded all over the country. Churchill's statue was defaced. The cenotaph was vandalized. And yet, what has the public reaction been from our leaders and politicians? And indeed, to be frank, much of the media to this. Silence. Absolute silence. Proof, if ever there was any, that we're living in a two-tier culture in this country where the rights and privileges of white people matter less than those of ethnic minorities.
There are more than a dozen invading groups in the UK that are allowed to carry all their knives, but the Brits can't even own a knife. That's the knife that was used to kill him, stabbing four times in the chest. Police knew he was stabbed. They thought it was funny. All right? And they have giant Muslim marches all the time and Sikh marches with their knives, threatening everybody, and their swords. They're allowed to have weapons. You're not. This is the left bringing in the groups to bring down the society. Now, here's the body cam footage. The full hour has been released. This is an excerpt of it. They get there. Reportedly, they just stabbed him for no reason. He's begging for help, and he passes out, and then they wait till he's dead and put him in an ambulance and then try to cover it up, but they failed. Here's the body cam.
He was on the bin on the other side of this gate.
And he's jumped over these fences and stuff like that.
And he's up here.
Away, mate.
His officers. He's fallen from there and he slipped from there.
His other shoe is left over there, mate.
What's your name, mate? Huh? Has anyone been hurt other than him?
Yeah, me.
He's grabbed my brother. He's took my turban off. Started grabbing my head.
Are you injured?
Yeah, I've got swollen eye, a little bruise.
All right, just step back a little bit for me. Someone flag these down.
Got this, Dad.
All right, let's get you out of there, shall we?
I was in bed asleep. Whenever
you find me up,
someone's attacked
me.
I can't breathe.
Grab his other arm. What's happened to you, right?
You've
been stabbed. Whereabouts? I don't think you have, mate. Hand? Put the hand in the cuff, mate.
This is like
saying he's been stabbed, so
let's
just check him.
Where do you think he's been stabbed? In the face? Oh no, but we have to check, don't we? In the face?
Just get these back off, get their details on that, and we'll keep hold of them.
And again, they stabbed him with a thuggy knife, where it's basically an ice pick. They bleed you out inside. They also strangle you. It's not just in Temple of Doom, that makes a Hollywood version of it. They need to drain all the blood to their devil god, Kali, so they stab you with an ice pick so the blood stays in so they can then suck the blood out and drink it. And I'm the guy was into thuggy stuff. So the point is there's not a lot of blood, but he's got four stab wounds in his chest. But because he's white, they handcuff him, let him die. Now he's passed out, and they wait an hour and put him on the ambulance dead.
What's his name?
Just want you to call it.
Now, look at this photo right here. This is an image of him handcuffed dead, and you've got the claws of the police here with their rubber gloves. It's just so satanic. This imagery says it all. Henry Nowak was mortally wounded by a hostile foreigner, held down and arrested by white police because he was accused of racism by his own murderer when he then bled out and died on the street. This is an allegory for what's happening to European civilization on a global scale. Absolutely true. The picture tells a billion words. Let's go to Tommy Robinson talking about this.
The murder of Henry Nowak. It took 2 minutes to go onto Hampshire Police's website. Yeah, Hampshire Police. This is where this institutional racism, this is why the white boy was handcuffed. This is why, whilst dying, this is their policies, okay? The murder of George Floyd by serving police officers in the USA was a pivotal moment for policing in the UK. How the f*** was it a pivotal moment? A dead crackhead who died of a drug overdose in the United States in a legal foothold by a police officer. But anyway, driving the need for real change. Whilst a tragic event happened in another country, policing across the UK has over many years had a strained relationship with some communities. Nationally, the Police Race Action Plan, which is where this problem comes from, was created to address the racial disparities and distrust associated with police in particular for those in minority communities. We will pursue offenders and deal with offences that cause the most harm to our ethnic minorities. Not the most harm to the public, the most harm to our ethnic minorities. Address disproportionate victimisation. Make sure that staff and officers are trained to recognise and deal with crimes that impact most of our ethnic minorities. Do you know who the biggest impact is against? It's us. How many ethnic minority girls were raped from one end of the country to the other? I'll tell you how many, not many. It was all young, white, English girls. Right? And you didn't charge any one of those people who raped them, calling them dirty little white bitches, with a hate crime. Why was this Sikh man not charged with a hate crime? He made it about race when he rang the police and said, white boy. And he accused him of racism. So it was a racial murder. That's what this was. He was racially targeted by that man, and he was murdered, and your police officer's done nothing because he was white. Because you were so scared of this. So the officer who handcuffed him, the officer ignored his plea after plea after plea for an ambulance.
All right, let's stop there, because Harrison's taking over. But let me just show you this. You look this up. In the UK, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 groups are allowed to carry ceremonial daggers and swords because they're not white. But whites can't have knives. The ethnic daggers of Britain's major ethnic groups. And it is the highest stab rate of any Western country. Unbelievable information. So UK Starmer finally found knives he doesn't want to ban. He says he's not going to ban the Sikhs carrying ceremonial knives. Hey, don't ban them. Let everybody carry guns and firearms and knives. It'll all end real quick. This commenter said, let the Sikhs keep their knives. Let the natives arm themselves as well. People are either equal under the law or they aren't. Spoiler alert, they aren't, as evidently by this. All right, that's it for this transmission. I'm your host and chronicler, Alex Jones. Very thankful the crew doing a great job. Please share the live feed at Alex Jones on X. Follow us on Rumble at rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live. And tune into Harrison Smith right now as he takes over. Find the feeds right now for the War Room Live with Harrison Smith at the Alex Jones site.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.